Huh. Oh, is it working? Oh, good, it's working. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed, and sitting over there handling his shiny new phone like it was a newborn babe, it's my buddy Jeff. Jeff, how you doing over there?
I'm good. I thought you were going to say handling his business. I was looking forward to that. Can you let them know I'm also handling my business?
I presume that's just known.
Hopefully we have some new listeners. Maybe they don't know.
All right. So let's rewind this for a second. Hang on. We'll do a little take two that we're not going to cut. So no. We're just going to keep on going. All right. And sitting over there handling his phone like a newborn babe and his business like a grown ass man, it's my buddy Jeff.
Wow. You did it beyond my expectations.
You know what? I like the fact that you set the bar, and I like to clear it just so I can see that smile on your face.
Yeah, I loved it. That was well done. Thanks, bud.
No problem, man. How you doing? So, I mean, like, you've got the new phone, so talk. Tell me about it. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you don't love.
I've done nothing with it yet. I had to swap SIM cards and do a software update. So I have done absolutely nothing with it yet, but I got it in gold, which I've missed. I haven't had a gold phone for about a year, so I'm very happy to have that back.
That looked white before when you showed it to me. Can you hold it up again? All right, yeah.
So it is. It's weird.
It's like a champagne-y sort of deal.
The back looks more like the old gold on the aluminum, but now this outside has like almost like a bronze or a brass look to it. I'd say more of a bronze. It's a little darker. Oof. So it offsets the color, but it's nice. It's nice looking.
You've just sold my dad on that phone now, saying that it's bronze.
It has a bronze look to it. Now I'm an idiot, and it could very well not be bronze, but that is what it looks like to me.
I will get his opinion, and I'm sure he'll let me know, probably within 12 hours of this being aired. So I'll let you know next time I talk to you.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing. Just been playing with my new toy, my new baby,
and my new iPad. There you go.
I love it so much.
Now, I'm going to ask, not that I need to, but did you get the pencil with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the pencil. I got the smart keyboard folio. I went all out on this thing. I wasn't going to sit here and not have all the assorted accoutrement, because then I wouldn't get to say things like assorted accoutrement.
Yes.
Which is a fun word to say.
And yeah, I know you like to be fancy.
I do. It's why I'm wearing a monocle right now. It's on my belly button. You can't see.
That's a good place for it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I had a problem trying to hold it in my eye because I have to like squint weird. But if you pop it right in the old belly button, stays right there. No problem.
That's nice.
Easy peasy.
So big news yesterday, sad big news, but
yeah,
we owe it to him.
Yeah, we do.
We owe it to him.
You know, we owe him first though, because I need a minute to like get myself together for this. Let's do a little theme song real quick.
Let's do that. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
There we go. There we go. So yeah, yesterday when we recorded this, and like, I don't know, however many days ago when you listened to it, Stan Lee died. And that hit me. That hit me pretty hard.
Yeah, that's a shame. This has been a bad year for our childhoods.
Yeah. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, Stan Lee, it's a weird thing, because I have, you know, he always annoyed me in that he took full credit for everything when, you know, the way that he wrote comics was he would break out the story with the artist would draw it, and then he would fill in the dialogue. So, yeah, he was a co-creator of Spider-Man and Thor and Iron Man and Hulk. But that doesn't mean that Steve Ditko and Jack Kirby and, you know, the rest of them who I was sitting there going like, okay, that's Jack Kirby. That's Jack Kirby. That's Jack Kirby. So we'll stick with Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko. You know, that they didn't have a real part in it always bugged me. I mean, towards the end of everything, he was more willing to share the credit, but they were all dead by that point. So right.
He winklevossed them.
Yeah, he really did.
He winklevossed them, but
I will say this for him, and don't get me wrong, I love the man. I love the man to death, which is awkward.
Now it is,
you know. Ooh.
And I mean, he was 95, so it shouldn't really be the surprise of a lifetime to people.
No, but to me, it's like it would be like hearing Betty White died. Like, he's always been running around. I mean, I know he had like. Recently it just went straight downhill, yeah. So it was kind of expected, but it would be like hearing Betty White die. Like, last I heard, she was running around doing TV shows and shit. Like, if she just croaked tomorrow, I'd be thrown off completely.
Yeah.
But one of the nice things about Stanley, one of the many nice things about Stanley, was even before it was popular, he was big on calling out people for being racist, sexist assholes. And you're familiar with...
Before it was cool.
Yeah, before it was cool to do that. There's been a bit of a nerd controversy in the comic book world where you've got these people that are complaining about characters that aren't white dudes getting, you know, more time and like, oh, well... comics no longer feel like they're for us, blah 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 blah, all this bullshit that's just ridiculous.
Like when people bitched that Iron Man became a black woman.
Yes, is that what you're talking about? But it's now taken on a harassing people on social media component,
as gamer things do.
Yeah. But apparently he recently released a video basically calling bullshit on that whole thing and being like, listen, dickheads, you're just gonna have to calm down with that, because comics are for everybody, and you're gonna, you know, be cool to people, because you never know, they're like your brother and your sister. Maybe that kid over there has spider powers, you don't know, don't be a dick. So that was a pretty big kick in the pants for people today.
Yeah, well, I've seen a few articles that quote that credit him the way he wanted to be credited, with, you know, being the sole creator. And I know that that's wrong, and, or I should say, I know that that's inaccurate, but there, you can't argue that he has been the single biggest face, even if it's figurehead only, he's been the single biggest face of this superhero comic book revolution that has, you know, turned it into, you know, I guess they refer to it as like the new golden age of, you know, maybe not comics, but of superhero canon.
He's certainly the P.T. Barnum of the past, you know, 40 years, 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get behind that. What I haven't said yet, I've been saving this for you, is that I don't know if you know this, I have a very weird connection to Stan Lee.
Really?
Yeah, every year I go to New York Comic Con, And every year that Stan Lee was at New York Comic Con, he almost trampled me to death.
Really?
Constantly. Yeah. So I'd be standing in a hallway somewhere. I remember the first time it happened. I was standing in the hallway where they were doing a whole bunch of panels. I was leaning up against a concrete pillar because my back hurt, and it was like day two, and I felt like crap. I was trying to stretch, and all of a sudden I hear this commotion coming, and it's three or four burly dudes charging directly at me, not like looking through me like I don't exist, and right in the middle of Stan just waving at people, and they nearly killed me. And I was like, all right, that's cool, slight brush with death, but you know, coming from Stan Lee, that's fine. Then the next year I am standing in front of the Midtown comic booth, and the same damn thing happens. Four burly dudes come just running towards me like they're a freight train. Stan Lee waving and smiling at people as he goes by. This happened every year, Jeff. Every year, Stan Lee nearly murdered me.
I wonder if I can't help but think that maybe he knew.
I hope he does.
Maybe there was something,
my headcanon, he definitely knows.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, what's his name? Bruce Willis from the that M. Night Shyamalan movie, Unbreakable. Like, it's, you know, it's a real life thing. And maybe to nobody besides you two, it existed. Yeah. But, you know, he's your Mr. Glass.
He's my Samuel L. Jackson. That's fair. I'd be okay with that. As long as I don't have to wear the poncho that Bruce Willis wears. I don't want to wear the poncho. I don't look good in ponchos.
Nobody looks good in that. That's one of those, I forgot my umbrella in an amusement park poncho. They're rough. Yeah. They're ugly. That's a shitty,
they're not
costume.
There to flatter. Yeah.
That's a shitty costume. So, but yeah, so, It's a sad day. It's a turning point, as he will no longer be in any of the Marvel movies making cameos. He will be in
Avengers 4.
He shot his cameo for that, and I believe, did he shoot it for Captain Marvel yet?
I believe because Captain Marvel's been wrapped.
I think he's done both of those, so.
Yeah.
And I guess it's fitting that that the Avengers 4 would be his last cameo.
Yeah. I mean, I personally would have preferred it be the next Spider-Man movie, but, like, you know, I can't time out people's deaths.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
nobody consulted me is really the problem here.
The paramedic is like, Stan, one more. Far From Home's not done. Too soon?
No, not at all. Did you see Teen Titans Go to the Movies?
I did not. I cannot stand Teen Titans.
First of all, this movie is amazing, so you should.
My son loves it.
It's so good. I love that movie to pieces, but Stan Lee has my favorite movie cameo in that movie.
In Teen Titans?
You should go watch it. Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in there. Now, you say you can't stand Teen Titans. Do you just mean Teen Titans Go, or do you mean Teen Titans the team as a general thing?
The show Teen Titans Go.
You gotta, I don't know, drink more or something, man.
I can't get into it because I don't know. It's like their voices are annoying. Like Robin, who I already am not a big fan of, is really annoying on that show.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, he's, I mean, like Robin's one of my, I've got a statue of Robin right up there. I love Robin, but on that show he is, he can be obnoxious, but yeah, it's a very funny movie. And you have Patton Oswalt as the Atom. So
now is the Atom the DC, I won't call him equivalent, but similarity to Ant-Man? right? Yes. He's the one with the that has the powers that kind of mirror Ant-Man, or Ant-Man mirrors him. I don't know who came first. That's what she said.
The chicken. Yeah. When it comes to Ant-Man versus the Atom, based on their character personalities, I'm pretty sure it would be Atom that came first. Get it? Get it? Because I'm saying he's a nerd.
I also like you kind of had a biblical tie there.
Yeah, I did.
But.
And the Atom very much came first.
This is also true. A little physics.
You know.
A little physics, a little religion, a little nerdery. It's that was kind of a well-rounded for the masses pun there, even though it probably went over a lot of people's heads.
You know what? It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I hear you. So anyway, now that I think we've paid tribute, we'll talk about me some more.
Okay.
I went back to my phone.
Yeah.
So I went with the S over the Max because I used to have a Plus. I think I had the 7 Plus, and you know what? Mm-hmm. The extra screen back then was nice, but the screen size on the regular 10S. Is very, very close to the screen size on the pluses now that it's like an edge to edge. And having the smaller footprint, you know, it's lighter in your pocket. It's less of a span to reach and hit apps when you're on, you know, on the screen and stuff. Like my parents wanted a bigger screen, so they both have the 8s. And my mother keeps all her apps down at the bottom of the fucking screen. So she's got like 5 pages of apps, but it's because she only uses the bottom half. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm like, this is plenty big for me.
No,
I'm so used to the screen. I find myself sitting like I'll be in my living room or I'll be in my basement. I'll be watching Netflix on my iPhone right in front of my turned off TV.
That's inefficient, but sexy.
You know, well, listen, at least I don't have the TV on, wasting electricity.
That's true. You're really just doing the Lord's work for saving.
I'm trying.
You're doing good. You're doing real well.
Yeah, see, I thought so.
But. So you got the phone today. You're still setting it up, but you had the 10 before that. So
I had the 10. Yes.
Okay. So it's not that huge of a departure.
No. No, it's going to be, I think, you know, for all intents and purposes, the same for me with a couple of added features. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Did I tell you about Halide yet?
It was an app, right? We spoke about it a little. Refresh my memory.
It's an app. So you know Smart HDR that's on the phone camera?
Yes.
Where it takes like a bazillion different photos and then it does some trickery to make things look good. This app does the same thing, but it does it in the RAW file format.
Yes, that's...
So you have a lot more data, so you can do a lot more manipulation. It's dope. If you don't have it, get it. It works phenomenally. With the 10X.
You know, I remember you saying, talking about RAW files the other day. I was thinking about it because someone mentioned, I was looking at storage on like a network hard drive, and someone spoke about storing the RAW files. I'm like, wow, that's weird. I don't hear about RAW files for 2 years, and then like twice in a week I hear about them. Now I remember where the other place was.
Yeah, usually if you're talking about file formats, you can pretty much bet that if you're like, oh, I heard this before, it's probably from me. I probably said something stupid. Yeah.
Like, I likes it raw. Is that what you said? It was something along the lines of that? Like, old dirty bastard?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was exactly what I was doing.
See, a lot of people don't know that about you. You have modeled the last 15 years of your life after the teachings of old dirty bastard.
It's pretty good.
Ed, dirty bastard.
I'm not doing a good job at it.
Because you're not good at it, but you're trying. That's all that counts. So.
Yeah. I do my best.
I know.
It's all I can do.
So we recorded this. We'll break the fourth wall here. We recorded this on a Tuesday. We normally record on Mondays because there was so much going on. And what moving the date afforded me to do was watch the Giants Monday night game. The Giants played the 49ers in Monday Night Football. And I'll give you a brief explanation of this because I know you're not a fan. So the Giants and the 49ers are two of the three worst teams.
Football teams.
Yes, they are. Football. Two of the worst football teams in the NFL.
Are they also bad baseball teams?
I would venture to say that they're probably better baseball teams than they are football teams right now. Yeah. But I am a very big Giants fan. I wasn't always a friend of mine, our friend Rich, when working at Best Buy got me back into them. So anyway, they play last night. The Giants have only one win so far this season, seven losses, and the 49ers have two. And it was an exciting game. It was a good game. And the Giants ended up winning in the last, 2 minutes of the game. They drove down the field, scored a touchdown to take the lead. And then the 49ers had literally 1 second left on the clock and were maybe 20 or 30 yards away from the end zone to score and win. 9 times out of 10, they score the touchdown and the Giants lose. I've seen the Giants lose countless last-second games. And so I'm standing. I'm in my basement. I'm enraged that they're about to lose this game, and the quarterback ends up overthrowing it, and the Giants win. I got so fucking excited that I started yelling and screaming, scared the baby. My son was jumping around. I accidentally stepped on his foot, so now he's crying. So everyone in my family is either sleeping or crying, and I'm screaming like a maniac in my basement over the second win of the fucking season. The second win. That's how sad it has been for them. But it was a good night. So that's one of the benefits to us having recorded on a Tuesday this week instead. So thank you. Thank you for being available tonight instead so that I could spend that moment harassing my family and hurting my child. He's okay now.
Well,
he's okay now, by the way.
That's the important thing.
And he says hello. Oh, and he wanted me to tell you.
Awesome.
He saw a Groot and a Spider-Man fidget cube at Target today. Holy shit. Little high. Bring it down a little.
Did it.
Yeah. That. Yeah. So that fidget cube that you just held up, he saw that today and wanted me to let you know. And he saw Groot.
Well, it's
Groot and Spider-Man.
It's a good fidget cube. Hang on 1 second, because... So before we recorded, my computer got all borked.
Okay.
And I meant to send an email to our third person, and apparently it never sent, because she just texted me and said, I guess it's not happening.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we bringing in a reliever? We're bringing in a reliever. Are we making a call to the bullpen?
We are.
Has this ever happened before?
No.
I like this. And she's had an extra, 15, 20 minutes to prepare? That's a good 4 or 5 glasses of wine.
I hope so. She's just messaging, and then it went away. Then it's coming back now. So it was weird. My computer decided that it wasn't going to let me log in initially because I was screen sharing, which I want to point out I was not doing.
Ugh.
So then I restarted the computer, and then it wouldn't restart. And that took me like 20 minutes to get through. And that was irritating. And now we're here. And now we are waiting for the intern to show up.
Okay.
To save us. To save us from ourselves.
I can't wait. It's like it's gonna infuse a whole new energy mid cast. Is it mid cast or is it mid pod?
I'm gonna go with mid pod.
Okay, mid pod.
Because mid cast is a little weird.
Well, look at I think like this. If you said talk show, they would join mid show, yeah. Not mid talk. That's why I went with mid cast.
Right, but if it was a radio broadcast and they came in mid broadcast, it would not be mid broad or mid cast. It would be,
but it wouldn't weird. Be mid.
It would just be straight.
But it wouldn't be mid radio.
That's true. That's the important thing. Hey, so while we're waiting for Duke to show up, you inspired me.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Fuck yeah, I did. I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay. Let's hope this doesn't blow up in my face.
it won't. It won't. I've been wearing the smart the sport band for my Apple Watch forever, and it's been getting a little steamy.
Oh, the silicone one,
there.
Right?
It's not. It's,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This and the other day you were showing me your Series 4. You let me put it on, and you're wearing the sport loop on it. And I put that thing on and I was like, oh, I obviously need to get a sport loop. And so this weekend, your boy got a sport loop.
Yes, you did.
And let me tell you, it is like the U-Hug of Apple Watch Bands.
Is that the official one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I didn't want to mess around with like a you know, a one that wasn't exactly like the one that you had, because the one that you had
it
felt
does.
Phenomenal.
It does.
I don't generally like nylon,
but
bands.
This one doesn't feel like that. It's got a very
it does
different
it,
feel. Let me.
It's
let
like
me,
a pillow.
This is how I explain it. So for those folks that believe in life, in a life after death, heaven yeah. specifically, it's what I would imagine it feels like when you die. And one of your relatives that you that died a long time, you haven't seen them, you've been waiting to be reunited, and they take you by the wrist and guide you through the gates of heaven. That's what I feel like this watch band feels like.
That is
spot on
what it feels like. Yeah, yeah. Although I gotta say, if any of my dead relatives are listening, and if depending on your religious beliefs, they might be. You know what weirds me out when people are like, oh, the dead person's going to be with you, just like, you know, watching over you always. What about when I'm pooping?
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird. I don't want my grandma watching yeah. me while I poop. It's just, this is not,
no.
neither of them. I don't want either of them watching me
yeah,
poop.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, you could throw private browsing windows right out the, right in the garbage also, right out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. They would be looking at you with such right. shame and regret sometimes. Just like, oh, no. Oh, that's yeah. what he's into? That's weird.
If I somehow find out that that's true, like if all of that ends up being true, I'm just going to go to hell. Like right before I die, I'm just going to commit a cardinal sin and just go to hell. Because who wants to deal with that for all of them? Unless, of course, part of heaven is that that was a lie to comfort you while you were alive. And they all think that you are a perfect gentleman.
That'd be amazing. If they didn't see me pooping,
yeah.
that'd be great.
Well,
hey, guess who's,
well,
guess
well,
who's here?
Well.
Guess who's here? It's our buddy Val. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey,
buddy.
Check which mic are you on, Val?
I'm pretty sure I'm on the right one.
All right.
Am I interrupting a conversation or can I say something?
You can say whatever you want, girl. We've been vamping.
Wait a second. I'm going to fill you in on where we were and then you let me know whether you think that we should keep going. you make the decision here, Judge Judy. So we were talking about dead relatives being able to see you, like watching over you if you subscribe to that belief, and how we hope that that's not true because Ed would be very nervous that they've watched him poop. I vote that we move on. Ed votes that we move on, but we leave it in the hands of your honor.
We're gonna give you an unprecedented amount of power. You get to decide whether or not we move on.
Okay. Well, I have two comments. One, I also agree with Ed because I wouldn't want my grandmother and my grandfather to see me living in sin with my boyfriend, or, you know, showering or anything like of that sort.
Yes, that's a good point. Very good point.
But I believe, honestly, it's not a religion thing. It's just I hope that this is actually real. Like, I hope that reincarnation is real, because then I'd like to come back as something awesome, because I live this life awesome. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
That's true.
So
I don't know how you could be reincarnated in something more awesome than you, though.
Why are you speaking so nice to me?
I'm laying it on thick because I feel bad that you didn't get the email immediately.
So I'm going to say, let me touch on that, because Val raises two good points. So to her first good point there, I agree. If it is true, I wouldn't want it. You wouldn't want it. Nobody would want it. And I think that anybody that would want it would be going to hell anyway, because that's like twisted, right?
Creepy.
I think we can all agree, right? That's creepy. And but I disagree with the second part. I really hope that it's not reincarnation. And it's because over the past 35 years, this world has gotten so much worse, with the exception of my children. The rest of this world has gotten so much worse that I don't need another, like, I don't need to go on this merry-go-round again. I'm good.
That's true. And by the time I die, I need a nap. I mean, I need a nap now, just in life. And when I'm like, when I kick it, I just want it to be like constant snooze time.
Like, if I get reincarnated, I'd want to be reincarnated as somebody that's already retired. Like, I want to just be reincarnated as people that are like 5 years away from death.
You want a quantum leap is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's – I want to be like – what's that movie with Chris Rock? Down to Earth?
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to come back as Wellington, that rich white guy. Like, all I want, come back, couple of years, kick it, get into a new body.
I love that our point of reference is Scott Bakula and Chris Rock. I think that tells everybody everything. Like, if you've never listened to this podcast before, you now know everything you need to know about us. That's it.
We should actually just change. We should change the description of the podcast to we reference Chris Rock and Scott Bakula. Nobody wants their dead grandmas to see us poop. So that's my feeling. Ed, what is your feeling on reincarnation?
It depends on what I come back as. I would like to, like, if I'm going to come back, I want to come back as either a sloth or a puppy. That's it. But like a cool puppy. I don't want to come back like as a chihuahua, because they're tiny. I've eaten sandwiches that are bigger than them. I know. Past.
Chihuahua, to me, Chihuahua is the number one dog that people get sick of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, they have the dog for a couple of weeks, and it can fit in, you know, it can fit in their pocket, and they're like, oh, look at this little dog. Then when it doesn't shut the fuck up after like the third week, they're like, oh, this is a mistake. This dog sucks.
So what's your
this yapping burrito sucks.
It could be a golden Labrador retriever. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know, but I loved every second of it.
Labrador.
So how are you doing?
I kind of hope.
Yeah, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
No, that I just had a deep thought here.
Deep episode, by the way.
You know the rule, energy can neither be created nor destroyed.
Yeah.
So, or mass, or whatever the rule is. I don't fucking remember. I would like, you know, if our energy goes and becomes like part of the universe and becomes the energy somewhere else, like not on Earth, I'd be cool with that.
Oh, like you become an alien.
I'd become an alien or a interstellar body, or because right now all I am is a stellar body. But I would love to, you know, do something like that, because Earth is
boned.
Earth's had a good run, but it's enough. That's enough.
Have you seen that that meme posting that's going around saying, like, I bet you when aliens drive past Earth, they lock their doors?
Yes.
I have seen that.
I think that's actually really funny. It's like, what are we
and doing? I agree.
Yeah. When I drive around Earth, I'm like, ugh, humans, click.
How do people not keep their doors locked? I just
it's, it's also safer. Come on now, people. Lock your doors when you're driving, you ding-dongs.
I love to see people lock their doors when somebody of another, like, accidentally lock their doors when somebody of another race is around, and then the panic on their fucking face when they realize what they just did.
That happened.
You know, like you'd be in a parking lot, right? Say somebody's going to run into the store. You're going to wait in the car. You're sitting there. That person gets out, closes their door, starts to walk into the car. You lock the doors just as, like, a huge black dude walks by, and then sit there for the next 10 minutes like, ah, Jesus, he saw it. He thinks I'm a racist. This guy's going to be so pissed. I love when that happens to people. Love it.
That happened to me almost the same thing today.
Of course it did.
So my
let's go.
That I was going to bring up before was that I tried out a new recipe tonight, and I made whiskey chicken, which – I don't mean to brag. It's kind of delicious. I think I'm a little drunk from it, to be honest, because I don't think the whiskey cooked all the way.
Yeah, and you didn't make it right, so.
No, I made it right.
Wait. If the whiskey didn't all cook up, was the chicken still, like, cooked through, or was it pink?
I cooked the chicken first, because if
it's okay.
Not cooked
chicken. Yeah. Translation, Val drank a bottle of whiskey, ate a raw chicken tonight.
Drinking water.
That's what happened.
Okay, there's a so I had to stop and get the ingredients. Obviously I went to Total Wine, which is down the block from me, which is the amazing, most amazing wine store. It's like Walmart of wines, but unfortunately for that Walmart of wines, there's actually a real Walmart that's next to it that is, I believe we spoke about on this show how it's like the worst Walmart in the world besides Florida,
which is impressive because Walmart sucks top to bottom anyway.
Yeah,
I love Walmart.
So
I know you do.
I get out of the car, and I am like an OCD lock the door type of person because of how I was raised with my father. Like, you know, I just always want to make sure my car is locked. Like, I'm so afraid of my battery dying and everything like that. So
also, her father steals cars.
Her father's stolen multiple cars of hers. It's not that he raised her right. It's that he continually steals her cars.
Yeah, he's Nicolas Cage and gone in 60 seconds. It's amazing.
My dad, Cage too, which is kind of weird.
What was his name? Something Rains, right? Reno Rains.
Yeah,
Reno Rains.
Yes, I believe you're right.
I think it's something like that. That's great. All right, Ms. Rains. Sorry, continue.
So I'm getting out of the car, locking, because that's just who I am. And I keep pressing the button until I can't hear it anymore. And I'm like, okay, I'm far enough. So I'm pressing it. Also, by the way, I'm in the parking lot by myself, and it's really dark out. I see this girl behind me, and, like, she kind of feels like she's, like, really close. And I didn't know it was a girl. I just felt another person walking really close to me. So, like, I looked back. And then I pretended I was on the phone. I was like, hello, like talking to myself. And basically she followed me into Total Wines, and I felt really creepy. And I'm also a little bitch. So, but yeah,
wow.
That experience happened to me today. And I was like, I don't think you're going to steal my car or steal me. You're really close to me.
Wait a second. Did you say anything to her?
I wanted to, because I feel like I had to explain myself.
I wish so badly that her phone rang while she was pretending to talk on it.
That would be amazing.
It would be so great.
As a quick update, it's Memphis Reigns was the name of Nicholas. Yeah.
Okay. Does he have a brother?
I don't know.
There's a Reno or a Rano. There's something. We got to know. I got to know.
I'm looking.
I can't let this. Ed, I can't let this slide. I got to know. Somebody look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. You guys can talk about beer. I will read the recap of there's Kip Rains.
He looks like a real Kip.
Master P was there as Johnny B, uncredited.
I want to do, you know how Orson Welles used to do, you know, like the radio programs like War, you know, War of the Worlds and yes. stuff like that. I think that we should do an episode where we do the radio version of Gone in 60 Seconds. I think that would go over very well.
Giovanni Ribisi is the one that plays Kit. Sorry.
Do we have to, are we just going to read the script for Gone in 60 Seconds, or are you going to rewrite it as a radio drama? Because I will do that. I will do that, like, in the next 2 weeks. We can have that as a Christmas episode. Be amazing.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, I'm okay. I just think we need more Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Incidentally, it's yeah. very odd that we brought this up because earlier today, there's a song on that soundtrack called "Painted on My Heart" by the Cult, uh-huh. and that came up on like an iTunes station. Isn't that weird?
iTunes knows, man. It knows but everything.
No, I wasn't even thinking about it. Who thinks about Gone in 60 Seconds?
And I was actually going to watch a Nicolas Cage movie tonight before podcasting, but I didn't. Fun.
Well, that's another connection. The universe knew that this was coming.
Oh, Reno Reigns, by the way?
Yeah.
Is Renegade from the TV series Renegade.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you clarified that it wasn't Renegade from the TV series Cheers.
Yeah. So, yeah, played by Lorenzo Lamas.
Okay.
Famous for projects such as Renegade.
Was the theme song Renegade by anyway. Styx?
You know what? I don't know. I hope not. I don't think it was. I think it was one of those, you know how in the 90s, there was a whole bunch of these like weird action shows, like Walker Texas Ranger, Renegade, Hercules.
I don't understand what you mean by weird when you're referring to Walker Texas Ranger. That show is amazing. That show that was the most normal show on CBS.
That show, does not, in case you're wondering, does not hold up.
It didn't hold up when it was out the first time. That's why it was amazing.
You know what? That was one of those shows that you watched because, like, you know, you had a 10 o'clock bedtime and you would, like, bullshit your mom like you wanted to watch Walker Texas Ranger with her so that you could stay up past 10. That's what Walker Texas Ranger was.
But then I fell in love with it. It was a weird time. Weird time. But then again, I also love my CBS TV shows. Speaking of things from a bazillion years ago, by the way, do you know that I saw Die Hard for the first time?
I've never seen it.
Really?
Nope.
Don't know what you're missing. It's so good. It's really good. I loved it.
All right. So is it a Christmas movie in your opinion?
Yes, 100%. Anybody who says it isn't a Christmas movie probably thinks Batman Returns is a Christmas movie and they shouldn't be trusted.
What do you think, Val?
She's never seen it either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Okay. When I saw you emphatically nod with Ed when he said it was a Christmas movie, I thought you had
I agree with a lot of what Ed says about a lot of things. So, which I've never seen the movie before, but I've heard it enough that it's a Christmas movie that I go, okay, yep, you're right. I'm not going
to. I gotcha.
But growing up, my father had the box set, like with all the movies, and it was like silver. And I always remember thinking, like, that looks like a really action filled pack of movies.
Yeah. I plan on buying all of them and just watching them one weekend and just losing my mind.
And you never once walked in and was like, hey, Memph, can we sit down and watch this? You and I? You think you can?
Well, yeah.
You can give Chase and Eleanor a rest for a little while and watch some Die Hard with your daughter?
Movie car. There we go. Add some humor also. I watch all of the movies with my dad, like, you know, action movies, guy movies, because he calls me the boy he never had. It's great for my self-esteem. but nothing says messed up and fucked up like when you watch the old Death Wish movies with your father. I don't know if you guys heard about the beginning sequence, but oh damn. No. I don't recommend it. It's not good father-daughter bonding time.
Okay.
Is that with Charles Bronson?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen it. You know, that's one of those are one of those movies that you watched so long ago.
Yeah.
You forget whether or not you've actually seen them. But you're right. You know what? That brings up something that I wanted to mention to you at a couple of weeks ago and forgot. But are you a fan of RoboCop, the original RoboCop?
I have never seen the original RoboCop.
Okay.
I've seen the remake. I thought the remake was pretty good, but apparently it's terrible compared to regular RoboCop.
You know what? That's a tough one because the original RoboCop is one of those, you know, cult classics that, aside from it, I think it's been the only one that people have said is that much better, but... Aside, it's a cult classic. It's got that huge following of like diehard fans that claim it's their favorite movie, but haven't watched it since, you know, 92 and all that bullshit. Right. But I like the remake as well. I've seen them both. I like both of them. I like the first one better, but that's, again, not because I think it's a better movie. I think it just carries more nostalgia with it. But if you haven't seen it, you have the opportunity. On Amazon Prime, they have the director's cut, the Ooh. Original director's cut, which is – it was a NC-17 movie. It was originally an NC-17 movie.
Vaginas and boobies. Oh, my.
No, actually, no. It was because of the violence.
Oh.
It was because of the violence. So
all the boobies beat the crap out of people.
Yeah.
Every boob had two fists made of iron and just went and wailed. It was
went at it.
Yeah.
Iron Fist is garbage in the Defenders and in the Marvel Netflix universe. He's awful. Hated everything.
Oh no, I meant literal like hands yes. made of iron to go with the, you know, robo.
I'm just going off of whatever
you're just stream of consciousness riffing. There.
Yeah, because the other thing that I – so, yeah, go watch Iron Man. No, don't go watch Iron Man. Don't even know – I mean, go watch it. It's a good movie. Don't watch Iron Fist. It's stupid. And go go and watch yourself the uncut RoboCop.
I'll do it. I'll do it this week. Not a problem. I can make that happen.
Oh yeah. So one more thing that I was thinking about. So we've spoken about, I don't know if we talked about it on here or just in general, Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah.
Who is
not Hasan Minhaj, which is what you might think he was.
You just sound like you're speaking in tongues to me. Like, oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah.
So he was a correspondent on The Daily Show. He is a stand-up. He's a stand-up comedian. He's got it's an hour and a half long special called Homecoming King on Netflix. And he's also got
my favorite specials that Netflix has put out. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And he's got a show on there. It's actually a new episode comes out each week on Netflix. It's called Patriot Act. And it's similar to, you know, it's similar to like a Last Week Tonight with John Oliver or something along the lines of that. he is genius. His stand-up show played out more like if a TED Talk was good.
Yeah.
But man, it was incredible. It was incredible. It's one of my favorites of the recent, like, Netflix has littered the internet with stand-up specials. A lot of them are piles of shit. This is not one of them.
Speaking of which, Netflix, if you're listening, and I know you do, if you want to throw us a bunch of money to do a stand-up special, we'll be happy to. We'll make fun of Dave for 90 minutes.
Without a doubt. I'll tell you right now, we'll be better than anything Joe Coy has ever done. We don't even need to try. He's awful.
And I'll stay home and binge watch it.
There you go. See? We have a built-in audience, Netflix. There you go. Get to it.
Speaking of Netflix, though, have you guys watched Big Mouth?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I have.
I have not yet.
I think it is hilarious.
Oh, genius. Oh, my God. It's one of the best. I didn't watch it for a long time because I hated the look of the animation. But once I ran out of other shows and I was just like, you know what? I've heard such good things about this. I had no idea what it was about.
And I'll tell you that Ed will like it.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Totally. Ed will. It's very vulgar. It's very vulgar. Don't watch it with people around. Don't watch it with people around. Especially
can I watch it with the dog around?
Yeah, I think so. The dog will enjoy it.
Picture this. Nick Kroll and Maya Rudolph are hormone monsters that tell you what to do to act crazy.
Yeah. Don't give him any more. He's got to see it. He's going to love it. Look, Nick Kroll, John Mulaney, there you go. I'm just going to stop there.
Yeah. You don't need to say anything else. Nick Kroll, I'm sold. I'm sold already.
Nick Kroll's voices are hysterical. The show is great. I know people like them. I know incidents like that. Oh, man, it is good.
And it's all dark, which is so funny.
Yeah. It's great. But Val, you should watch Homecoming King.
Yeah, you really should. It's really good.
You will love it, without a doubt.
What's that?
That's the stand-up by Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, I thought you said it was The Patriot.
That's his the show TV he's doing. Show.
Oh, God.
He's got the two different things. You know what made me bring up stand-up comedy, though, Ed, because we've talked about it multiple times, and pop quiz, hot shot. Do you either of you know who my favorite stand-up comedian is?
Jeff Dunham.
Oh my God! Yo, do you see my hand? Out of pure reaction, I almost clicked to close the browser window. That made me so fucking angry.
That is a very serious joke there. Also, apparently the Make-A-Wish people, they sent a kid to go see a Jeff Dunham show. I think it was just to make the kid just want to die.
Yeah, I was going to say, just speed the process along.
I think I just stole that joke from Reddit. So credit to whoever said it, but whatever.
Reddit.
Yeah, credit to Reddit. Credit to my father who told me it from Reddit. Yeah, that's how that went.
Yeah, that's a wormhole of credit.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So Val, I'm going to give you three guesses. Who's my favorite stand-up comedian?
I don't even know three stand-up comedians.
Sure you do.
Gabriel Iglesias.
I'm going to give you a hint. It's a black guy.
Oh. Yeah, I don't.
And he hosted the funniest TV show of all time.
And his name rhymes with his name.
He's bald. His first name is Dave. Yeah.
His last name Chappelle.
Oh. I'm an idiot.
Dave, it's Dave Chappelle.
That's like everybody's favorite comedian.
It's Dave Chappelle.
Untrue. Untrue.
Yeah, it's he's a lot of people's favorite. He's but he is mine.
I did see that blind KKK member bit, and I thought that was just genius.
It is.
Yes. Oh, he's up there. He is fantastic.
That show is so far ahead of its time. It's crazy. But I started to watch his – he did a series of three Netflix stand-up specials. So I started – you know, I watched the first two, and there was a new one out. I don't remember. It came out a couple of weeks ago, I guess. Hadn't watched it yet, so I started to watch it today. And when I – he is the undisputed – he's the undisputed stand-up comedy champ in my eyes. What he does in this special, just watch the first 15 minutes of it, and you're like, ah, you're right. This guy's a genius. He is brilliant. And he talks about how brilliant he is, and he kills it. It's so good. You have to give it a shot. So those are my recommendations. Watch the new Chappelle, watch Homecoming King, and you should watch Patriot Act also. It's very good.
Chappelle was also great in A Star Is Born. I'm just throwing it out there.
What kind of political views does the Patriot Act and the
Your boyfriend will not like it.
Okay. So not inviting him to watch it with me. Got it.
No,
he won't like it. And I don't know him. You know what? It's Homecoming King is not political.
No.
Homecoming King is not political.
So I didn't watch this week's Patriot Act, but I think it was about oil, right,
yes.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Which is a great segue into the thing that I found on the internet last week that I've been waiting to tell you about. This bit of glorious news from everyone's favorite state.
Sock it to me.
Florida?
That it is from Florida.
Yay!
So last week was election times, and they had a whole bunch of different things on the ballot in Florida, and they had a ban on the ballot for indoor vaping and offshore drilling. Now, I want to point out that I'm not saying they had a ban on indoor vaping and offshore drilling as two different bans. It was one bill. It was one thing for indoor vaping and offshore drilling all at once.
Wait a second. Stop it. Yeah. Stop. That's not.
Yeah.
That's the onion. That's the onion.
It's not.
It's real news.
This is 100% the God's honest truth. They had. They have a commission to submit constitutional amendments to the Florida ballot. And every 20 years, they get like 37 something people together, and they try to merge these different amendments, usually to have like things that are tied together. But this year, Amendment 9 was the banning of indoor vaping and offshore drilling.
So if you...
Yeah.
If you were against drilling for oil in the oceanic waters around Florida.
Correct.
You also had to be against smoking e-cigs and vapes and whatnot while indoors.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You had to ban...
Let me tell you something. That is an amendment that I very easily can get behind.
Yeah.
There's no downside to approving that amendment in my eyes.
No, it's beautiful. We usually make fun of Florida for being, you know, Florida. But this time I think they may have done something right. You know, just saved everyone from douchey behavior inside and douchey behavior outside.
That's crazy. I would love it.
Val, how would you vote on a offshore billing indoor vaping ban?
Offshore drilling.
What did I say?
You said billing. I would also support that, though, just so you know.
Yeah. No offshore billing either. Boom. Gone.
Coral Reef, you have not paid your rent in the past couple of months.
You can't bill me.
I'm a reef and I'm offshore and yeah, you can't bill. No way. I won't pay. This is what coral reefs sound like.
You sound like drinking out of cups.
Yeah,
you do, I do. Right? That's what that, your coral reef impersonation?
Yeah.
So wait, I wanted to hear Val's take.
Oh, I agree with you.
There we go.
Because we had a friend over on Sunday who kept vaping. And like, usually I don't mind it, but every time that the friend did it and would just make a really funny comment about it. And I'm like, yeah, this is getting annoying. We should outlaw this.
Yeah. I didn't realize that people that vape have friends.
Sometimes they're just sad little hangers on who haven't listened to this podcast in a while. Well, surprise, buddy. Ooh. Now you're going to get to hear yourself be talked about on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm so text after this.
Yeah, you should.
Don't know if this is somebody I know or not. I don't care. I insulted you. Sorry. Vaping is fucking stupid.
When I saw him vaping, I told him that he lost all the respect that I had for him, which was already no respect.
Was he vaping weed?
So no.
No, then
I told him if he did that, then you know, at least I'd kind of respect him a little too. Bit.
But I would have to kick him out of my house. I don't want that.
But I also, at one point, he was talking about baby Bjorns. So now, just so that we're all on the same page, I've decided that he was talking about it in a sexual way. And the only way he can get off is if he's in a baby Bjorn.
Wow. Wow. This guy is getting it right now. Sorry, man. I know. And apparently I know you. Sorry about that, dude.
If he is getting it right now, I can assure you he's strapped to the chest of somebody. His little feet's dangling.
He's
drinking out of a bottle.
He's in full papoose mode right now.
No, papoose takes it too far.
Is it somebody? Is papoose somebody that I know? It is somebody I know. Is it somebody that I like? Yeah. Am I saying this about somebody I like?
Yeah, but it's fine.
What'd you say, Val?
Yeah.
I said last I checked.
Okay.
Like, I don't know who you like and don't like anymore.
Hey, you know,
I want to let you know right now, I'm going to text you guys tomorrow to remind me that the title of this episode has to be The Old Papoose. That's just what it needs to be.
Can you make it He's Gone Full Papoose?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah.
Oh man, I hope he's carrying around a Palm Pilot in that papoose. That's a real callback, guys. Callback. Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
You did well.
Professional comedy.
Hey, Palm is back with a vengeance. Did you see that? Palm's making that weird little waste of money thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a little It's a little Android smartphone that apparently isn't that smart of a phone. And it's supposed to like pair with your iPhone or another phone so that you can carry this around so you're not like looking at Twitter all day.
Just kidding.
So you can pay AT&T an extra fee so that you can not go on the internet properly. I don't understand it. And it breaks my heart based on the fact that I love Palm, that this is what their brand name has been just put down to.
It looks like a miniature iPhone.
Yeah.
And it basically does less than an iPhone does. That's it. That's all it does. It costs extra money. Is there a charge per? Mm-hmm. I think there's a charge per month to use it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for an iPhone user, you'd be moronic not to get the watch instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because
or a box of cereal, which would be just as useful.
Yeah, that's true.
And give you just as much access to the internet.
Yeah, it's very, very true. This is a stupid thing.
Hold up one second. Ed, can you say palm for me?
Palm?
Because before it sounded like you said palm. And I never, ever heard someone pronounce the L in palm.
Okay, it's definitely not palm.
I heard the L.
I might have said it that way. Because I was busy biting my lip at the same time, so I may have just said something stupid because instead of screaming in pain into the
microphone. The good news is this is recorded. We can go back and find out. But I will say, I did not hear you grossly mispronounce palm.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a classic Val and Jeff debate here.
It's not a debate. I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm letting you know.
The old Jeff and Val disagreement chestnut, we're going back to that well.
This is not gonna end well. This is not going to end well.
The only way this ends is with tears for me.
Aww. Well, you see, Val, here's the thing. Even if Ed did say that, which I genuinely didn't hear, but even if I did hear him say that, I would not tell him so that this way he doesn't sit and fret about mispronouncing something like that.
Aww. Yeah,
but you know, I'm a good friend, so.
Aww. That's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
No, I had a really good joke for it, and I thought it was going to go over well, but now it's all depressing.
No,
let's go.
No, do it, do it,
this
do
is crazy
it, do
talk.
It. It's like pronouncing the P in raspberry.
Do the really good joke you were talking about. Yeah, I've heard people pronounce the P in raspberry.
I've heard that too, and
that's,
I never realized
that's stupid when people do that.
It's a thing. I can't say pillow, right?
Can't say what?
Pillow.
So describe it. The thing on the bed that you put your head on? And do you call it?
Pillow.
Like pillow. Marshmallow pillow?
Pillow.
Like hello?
All right.
Most people can get this right away. Come on.
Oh, we got it. We're just making it weird.
How does that happen? That's an odd one.
My sister is the exact same way.
Cool that she's raising two children. And her social security number is 7. No, but she's going to pronounce pillow wrong.
Sorry, I pillow. Bring up my sister on a daily basis on this
pillow.
Show.
No, you have to. That's 90% of why we bring you back, so that you can tell us more information about her so we can see her identity.
That's true. That's a very odd one.
I have a friend who we were at a show once, and I bought a shirt that had a pterodactyl on it, and he kept pronouncing it petrodactyl.
No.
Yeah. And I thought he was just doing a bit, so no. I was like, oh, that's not a petrodactyl, that's a pterodactyl. He's like, oh, I don't know what the difference is. And I was like, yeah, all right, that's a funny bit, that's fine. We left, he was like, no, seriously, what's the difference between a petrodactyl and a pterodactyl? I was like, The P is silent, dude. He's like, Hold on a second.
Was it just a picture of a pterodactyl, or was the word pterodactyl on the shirt?
It was just a picture
God
of a pterodactyl.
Bless. That is so fucking stupid. That's maddening. That's making me so angry that he does that. Is this somebody I know? Oh God.
Yes.
Is it
somebody you know
wait,
very
is this
well?
Papoose?
Too.
Okay. No. I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure this is not Papoose.
No.
So I'm thoroughly disgusted with two former acquaintances. Right now, this is just great. You know what else I can't stand? When people say supposedly as either supposably or opposably, like an opposable thumb, they'll be like, opposably. I'm like, nope.
I've never heard opposably.
Yeah, not getting your point across, dummy. That's not even a word. That's not what that means.
Wow. Yeah. That's horrifying.
Irregardless.
You know what drives me nuts? That's the one I was about to say. That's the one that is my least favorite word in the world. Because it's not a word. It doesn't
you
mean
know
anything.
That
without regard, eat a bucket of buttholes, you
they,
idiot.
They
no.
have, I think that they've accepted that now as a word. Like into the Oxford English Dictionary.
Somebody
did, right?
I don't accept
no,
it as
I know,
a word.
I know, but and that one is, that's what's crazy is when you get, this is why I say I've had enough rotations, like this life will be enough rotations on this planet for me, because instead of saying to these people, hey, It's not a fucking word. Read a book. We're just going to change the language to make your stupidity legitimate.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Like, let's dumb down the dictionary. Let's dumb that down so that we can put irregardless. Irregardless.
Or selfie.
You know what, though? That's different.
I'm
Selfie is slang word.
For self-portrait. Or self-photo, whatever it is. But to me, selfie does describe a new thing that didn't have a singular word for it before.
Right.
Because irregardless, you know what irregardless means? It means fucking regardless. It means regardless. It's the same fucking word. The same word. People use it the same, I should say.
Yeah, because it's not the same
word. Well, that's because irregardless is not a word.
Regarding. It would be regarding because it's without regard.
And that's not what people use.
No.
Because you know what else is without regard? Regardless.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It's crazy.
The name of the episode should be Irregarding Papoose.
No. No. I will not have that word as a title on something that
papoose. Kind regards, Papoose. Like a salutation.